Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Welcome everyone to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center here on this Wednesday night. The Orlando Magic fall last night in Game 2, 111-82 is the final. Next up is Game 3 at the Amway Center. That'll be Friday night. We start at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. The Magic handled their business. They stole one. You had to get one of the first two up in Toronto, and they did that, winning Game 1. And now we turn our focus to Game 3. Here to break it all down for us is Fox Sports Florida analyst, of course, former head coach Brian Hill. Brian, I miss you, B. I can't wait to get back together with you on Friday and start watching some playoff basketball. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dante. Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it also. It beats going down to the studio to do the shows, but that's the job. So just got to get it done.
Even as cold as it was, you would have enjoyed Toronto. We would have loved to have had you up there for a couple of days. There was a lot of downtime, I'm not gonna lie to you, but it was. But even as cold as it was, Toronto's a cool town.
Yeah, it's a good city, but I still never figure out why they have 2 days between games.
Right.
And then you're going to see a change of venues, and there's only going to be 1 day between games.
You know, exactly.
For some other teams, it's not the case. You know, with our series right now, but. Yeah, you'll be in a city for 2 days and then, 1 day off and then change cities and go play. But as we all know, you know, the playoffs are dictated by TV. So
that's right.
It is what it is.
That is what it is. That's right. And speaking of which, actually, it's an hour pregame. So you're really going to earn your money on Friday, 6 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida. We got an extended pregame show. So that'll be fun. B, I know I'm with you a lot at the arena and people ask you, Brian, are you chomping at the bit to get back and coach? And I believe you when you say you're not. But part of me thinks you would love to come back and just coach the playoffs. Everything that goes into the adjustments and everything and the games within the game and all that stuff. I know you love that part of the game, don't you?
Oh, I wouldn't lie to you there. I mean, if I could ever find a job where I could just coach in the playoffs, that would be ideal. But I don't think that's about to happen anytime soon. But
I know.
Yeah, getting into a series is a whole different ball game from the regular season, and it's fun. It's the cat and mouse game, the chess game, whatever you want to call it, and that's where your competitive juices come out.
Well, let me ask you this. Speaking with Brian Hill, of course, former coach and now an analyst on Fox Sports Florida, Kawhi Leonard goes for 37 last night. Kyle Lowry goes for 22. We knew Kyle Lowry wasn't going to go scoreless again. That may never happen. But Kawhi Leonard, coach, he's 37 points. He's 15 of 22. He's just so efficient. The way Kawhi plays, I think everyone in Toronto was expecting him to get to another gear. And I guess I would ask you, if you're the Magic coaching staff, and you're starting to prepare for Game 3, how do you assess Kawhi Leonard after two games? And do you continue to go with Aaron Gordon? Do you make adjustments? And what makes Kawhi Leonard so efficient and so dominant out there?
Well, first of all, Aaron Gordon is a very good defender. So it's not like a situation where you don't have anybody that can guard the guy. But that being said, Kawhi Leonard is a special player at both ends of the floor, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, the thing that I think they're getting hurt with the most is probably, you know, him in ball screen situations where he just reads the defense. He's become so much smarter now than I think he was in his early years. In San Antonio, he reads defenses so well. You know, if you're going under on a ball screen, then there's a re-pick, which is almost automatic. You know, a second screen by the same screener after the defender goes underneath, and then he uses that one. And he's become really adept at his ball handling has improved dramatically. His his change of direction. He's always been able to, attack the basket with straight line drives, but now he can beat a guy, you know, crossing him over or spinning on him or a lot of different ways. And his perimeter game has improved, you know, in his early years, he was basically a driver, you know, an attack the rim kind of guy. But that's just his, the way he's evolved as a player, and he just keeps getting better and better. And he's going to be a handful. There's no doubt about it, because this is the time of year that he's going to assert himself as in the playoffs.
Well, and he was getting a lot of heat up there, was head coach Nick Nurse. And you know, when you lose a basketball game, there's a ton of coaches that have a lot of advice for the current coach. But they thought he should have played more minutes. And if you're resting him 22 games during the regular season, this is a guy that should be ready to go. Didn't need him to go big minutes last night. But I don't know that I realized, Coach, unless he's really just done it here recently, how little room he needs to get that shot off and how effective it is, that especially that little 15 to 18 foot jumper, which is probably going to be a handful for the rest of the series.
Yeah. Well, when you can get your shot off easy like that, that's where, you know, the improvement in the ball handling, which I mentioned, is now it's easier for him to get to spots on the floor that he wants to get to get his shot, you know, to go right up and get into his shot. His 2-point shots, you know, not necessarily his 3-point shots, but that's where, you know, the improved ball handling and all the change of direction moves and crossovers and everything else, that's what allows you to create space and get you to that spot on the floor you want to get to. And then once he gets to that spot, you know, there's not a lot of guys that are going to go up and block his shot, you know, at 6'8" and long arms. He's going to be able to shoot over pretty much anybody that's guarding him.
But I like giving Coach Cliff and his staff a couple of days to maybe throw in a new wrinkle, and we'll see what Game 3 holds. Speaking with Brian Hill from Fox Sports Florida, Coach, ultimately, if you're the Magic, you're happy that you got one out of the two, obviously, right? You went up there going into it thinking, even if you lost both, you come back to your home floor and everything just held serve. But to go up there and steal Game 1 was huge for this club.
No question about that, because it changes, you know, home court advantage. And, you know, that's what makes Game 3 so big right now, is you want to keep that home court advantage. And you're coming back to your arena, so you want to be able to, you know, hopefully make some adjustments and win that game to retain home court, so it doesn't go right back to Toronto if they come in and they steal Game 1 in Amway. So it's it's a big game. You know, I know Cliff and his staff will do a great job of making whatever adjustments they need to make. But we also have to remember, we're talking about a Magic team in the playoffs for the first time in 7 years versus a Toronto team that's been a perennial playoff team for the last 6 years and has gone as deep as the conference finals in a couple of those years. So experience and maturity, I think, of the Toronto team are a big factor in this series. But if we can come back and win Game 3, it would be a heck of an accomplishment.
Well, then I guess I'll pick you. You're exactly right. And they've got guys with finals experience, as you just mentioned. But for the Magic to get the offense going here in Game 2, this is a very good defensive team, as you well know, and have illustrated through the first two games in the playoffs. But 40% from the floor in Game 1, 37% last night. Is that part of the newness of the playoffs? And could that be playing an effect? Is it unbelievable defense by Toronto? And what, you know, or is it something that Cliff can maybe help get these guys going here in Game 3? Somehow,
well, it's a little bit of all that, Dante. Part of it is the playoffs, because it's different. It's more physical. You're playing the same team and the same guy every night, so there's that familiarity. You know exactly what both teams know exactly what the other team is going to do. Sometimes it just comes down to who has the better players. So, defense is different in the playoffs. It's more physical. And like I said, the familiarity of playing the same guy every night, and you know, both teams are studying film not only of what they have to do to get better, but they're also studying their matchups, you know, and how they take away the strengths of the guys that they're guarding. And so far, the best example of it that we've seen is Marc Gasol defending Nick Vucevic.
Right.
But then offensively, as far as your team offense, you know, there it seemed to me there was a little bit more of one-on-one play the other night as opposed to just a lot of ball movement and forcing the defense to go from one side of the floor to the other and then attacking. I think Coach Clifford is probably going to come out of it and say, you know, that there were too many shots off either no pass or one pass than they would like, and more than what they've normally had for probably the last month of the season.
You know, it's interesting. He said exactly that. He called a timeout and said we had three possessions with zero passes. So we did, and he mentioned postgame that, you know, hadn't moved the ball like that or that ineffectively since October, November. They kind of got themselves out of that. You brought up a great point, and that's where we're at going into game three. Marc Gasol's defense on Nick Vucevic. This is a guy that averages 21 points a game, and he's got 17 combined in the first two games. They are throwing guys at him as soon as he touches the basketball. And Marc Gasol, as you know and just said, is good enough probably one-on-one to defend any big in the NBA. How can they kind of get Nick Vucevic going?
Yeah, Gasol's a former NBA, you know, Defensive Player of the Year, so he's no slouch. And the thing is, he's one of those guys that's big enough, and not just tall, but, you know, his girth, his lower body strength, he's using it just to push Nick out into areas of the floor, you know, where it's harder for him to operate. But, you know, I think you can't deviate from everything that you've done all year long, but you know, moving Nick into the post, like maybe off of cross screens or you know, back picks and things of that nature, where he's on the perimeter or he's out on the baseline and coming off screens into post-up positions. Normally that way you can get the ball deeper, hopefully with 2 feet in the paint, you know, and then it's harder for a guy to guard you in that situation. The pick and pop game is another one. And I always thought where they always got him good shots was when he's on the perimeter and he gets into the dribble handoff game, either with Evan Fournier or Terrence Ross. When those guys take that handoff and turn the corner, normally they put a tremendous amount of pressure on the guy guarding Vooch. And unless it's a switch. And that's an area that he's always been able to get, you know, that 17, 18, 20-foot jump shot off all those dribble handoffs. So, you know, but Cliff knows all this, and you know, he's going to try everything he can to get Vooch going. And then part of it's on Vooch. You know, part of it is, you know, running the floor. Part of it is getting on the offensive glass. You know, as far as the double teams, he's just got to try and read what the defense is on the weak side of the floor, you know, and make the right pass so it doesn't turn into a turnover and a fast break for Toronto.
But they don't seem content to let him just get the basketball and back whoever down. They seem to be coming. And as you mentioned, those would be some great ways to free him up. And I guess that Toronto seems to be they seem to be committed to protecting the paint, Coach. It seems to be very difficult for the Magic to get any penetration. So is this can you change that? Can you help free things up a little bit? Or are you going to have to just make sure you knock down perimeter shots?
Well, you're going to have to make shots from the perimeter. And you know, I think for the smart teams, you know, that's the game plan with Orlando, because, you know, whether you want to admit it or not, we're not a great perimeter shooting team.
Right.
You know, on a nightly basis, you know, where we don't have four guys that, you know, night in and night out are going to make shots, you know. You know, usually the guys that are our best shooters are, you know, Evan Fournier and Terrence Ross. And then, you know, you go probably to Aaron Gordon. But the way we've been getting all these open shots is off dribble penetration. So that's the hard part, is can you beat your defender and get into the paint and then force another defender to help on your drive and then kick out, you know, to an open man and get the defense in rotations. But, you know, that's an area in the playoffs. You have to have guys that can break their defender down and beat them one-on-one and get to areas of the floor and where the defense has to help. And that's how you're going to get open shots. But if in the playoffs, that one-on-one defense is a lot better than it is in a regular season. And guys are much better at, you know, keeping their matchup, the guy they're guarding, out of the paint than they are during the regular season. Going back to my point about you're seeing the same guy every night, you know what he's going to do, you know what he wants to do, and let's take away their strengths.
Man, what a chess match. What a chess match. Well, we got a great one in Steve Clifford, and we look forward to seeing what the adjustment will be. And I think the last thing I'll ask you, Coach, is that's going to be a terrific atmosphere in that building. You well know we've sat there and done some games and some seasons where it's been a struggle, to be quite honest with you. And the team has kind of been trying to find its way, 25 wins last year. Well, this fan base is pumped and ready for Game 3 on Friday. You know darn well what an avid fan base can do to your basketball team and how much your team can fuel off of the home crowd. How much can that help them, these two games here, 3 and 4 at home?
Well, there's no question about that. Number one, you know, we have an incredible fan base. I know that on Friday night, the arena is going to be absolutely electric. It's going to be crazy, like anything we haven't seen in a number of years now. And your players feel that, and they feed off of it. There's no question about it. You know, now, does that help us defend better and make more shots? We'll find out Friday night.
Hopefully it does the case. Just give them a little extra energy. Hopefully that'll be a little bit of an X factor. I appreciate it as always, Brian. Enjoy the next couple of nights, and we'll get back at it on Friday in the Amway Center. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it, buddy. See you Friday.
Okay, you got it. Thanks so much. He's the best. B. Hill breaking it all down for us. That's what the playoffs are all about, breaking down the X's and O's and what adjustments will each team make and what can we expect here in Game 3. Again, a special one-hour pregame show, so join us at 6 o'clock, Fox Sports Florida, myself, Brian Hill, and Nick Anderson. And then we turn things over to David Steele and Jeff Turner. And, oh, by the way, Tracy McGrady will join us on the telecast for the second quarter, so you don't want to miss that. And, again, 6:30 right here on the Magic Radio Network. We'll have more Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center in just a moment.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Up top, Aaron Gordon down the lane, tomahawks it with a right hand. That's nasty.
Wow.
Hey, Orlando Magic fans, don't miss the excitement of Blue and White Ignite presented by Advent Health. Guarantee your access to playoff tickets when you purchase a 2019-20 season plan today. See every heart-pounding play when you join Loyal Blue. Plus, get special benefits, tickets exchange, and access to exclusive events. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets to purchase your season tickets now.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's 6 miles at 6 a.m. For others, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Buying a home? I know saving up for down payment and closing costs can be tough, so I want to help. I'm Robert Palmer, and I have a special offer for home buyers. When you use a real estate agent from my new company, Listed.com, and get your mortgage from RP Funding, I'll pay all your closing costs. Check out listed.com where you can search homes for sale. And when you bundle a listed.com agent with RP funding, I'll pay all your closing costs. Call 855-773-8634 or visit rpfunding.com.
Terms and conditions apply. See website and MLS 701-680 Equal Housing.
Magic fans, our proud partners at All American Solar are experts on harnessing the power of the sun to power your home. Why pay the electric companies when you can own your own power and help the environment at the same time? Another great thing about All American Solar is All American products. Not to mention that All American Solar can turn your house into a smart house. Mention the magic when you purchase your new solar system and receive a free smart home starter kit. Visit allamericansolar.com today to learn more. The sun is yours.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in this? Make this musical request? Or this one? Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime. Redefined.
This season, Quirksicle is helping the magic stay cool with triple insulated canteens and tumblers to keep your drinks ice cold for up to 25 hours. Plus, Quirksicle has just launched a line of amazingly cool soft cooler bags that take your old cooler to a whole new level of style and functionality. Whether you're popping a cork, heading to the beach for the day, or slow dripping Joe, Quirksicle is here to help keep you hydrated in style. That is www.corkcicle.com. Quirksicle, we make cool things.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Magic fans, don't miss the excitement of Blue and White Ignite presented by Advent Health. Guarantee your access to playoff tickets. Again, this is important. The only way you're going to get in the building this weekend is by guaranteeing your access to playoff tickets when you purchase a 2019-20 season plan today. See every heart-pounding play when you join Loyal Blue. Plus, get special benefits, ticket exchange, and access to exclusive events. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets to purchase your season tickets now. And I know for a fact that's the only way to get in the building on Friday. You got to get season tickets, and that'll get you playoff tickets for that. And there might be a few remaining for Sunday, but if there are, those are going to go quick. But anyway, 407-89-MAGIC, all your ticket needs. And for your season tickets, OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets. And AB, I got one other way that you can get tickets to the game on Friday.
If you're really nice to me and you ask for my personal seats, just be really nice to me.
You could get that. You could call in. You get Aaron Berlin's personal tickets. Or you could join us. You could join us tomorrow.
I like that.
Wall Street Plaza, right? You were down there, and we're actually going to be, where are we going to be inside Wall Street Plaza?
So they're going to have us in sideshows, which there's going to be a window. You can see us actually out by the walkway, or, you know, if you just want to come in, have a drink, hang out with us, we're going to be there for an hour. It's going to be a great time, but Dante, it's a really cool atmosphere down there. They got magic banners everywhere. They got flags. It's going to be fully decked out in magic gear.
Oh, that is fantastic. So that's down by Wall Street Plaza where they've had these watch parties here the last couple of road games, which has been phenomenal. We're going to be down there 6 to 7 tomorrow right here on 96.9 The Game. Come on down, and we're going to have a pair of tickets on hand that we're going to give to somebody. We're going to have to decide how we do it, but we're going to give to somebody who's in the building down there tomorrow.
How about best dressed?
So we certainly encourage you. You like that? You want to go, oh, you know what? You want to do that? Whoever comes in the best magic gear.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, I like that.
Face painted.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe a little mohawk or something. I'm about that.
I got you. So whichever magic fan comes down there all decked out, whoever does it the best, we're going to hand you two tickets to the game on Friday. And we're going to expect that they wear the exact same thing into the building on Friday. Is that right?
And just don't wash it. Just don't wash it. Just go from that night all the way into Friday.
6 to 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Sideshows, right next to, right down there on Wall Street Plaza. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you join us. A pair of tickets to give away for Friday. And Aaron, we have waited for this for a while. We have said for a number of years, and I hate to keep harping on this, but how exciting it would be to be back into the postseason. And you had not experienced it. What this town does, and how excited these Magic fans get around here when their team goes to the postseason. Now you know, but you are going to see it in full effect here on Friday night.
I was just telling our intern, Cody, this, Dante, you know, when we were down at the site check today, and I was like, I have no idea what to expect, what that building's going to be like, because I've never been around it. I've never seen Orlando. But if it's any indication of what we saw the last 15 home games of the year, then that place is going to be a madhouse tomorrow. And I just cannot wait because I've never gotten to see it.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. You're going to have to ride the levels. Mike Spry is going to have to kill the crowd mics. It's going
to
be so loud.
Have to kill that PA that goes on.
I'm telling you, it's going to be so loud in that building. They've waited for this, and they're going to show out. They have been. It's been fantastic. They were showing it all up across the news and sports channels up in Toronto, the watch parties down here in Central Florida. So it's really cool. Bottom line, got to take care of your business. You stole home court. Now you got to protect it, like Brian Hill just said. And we hit the air at 6 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida on Friday night. 6 o'clock also tomorrow right here, 96.9 The Game, special one-hour edition. Join us downtown at Sideshows right down at Wall Street Plaza. And we're giving away a pair of tickets to the best Magic-dressed fan coming on down there. They're going to go to the game on Friday. For Aaron Berlin, I'm Dante Marcatelli. Have a great night, everybody. We're back at it tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, right here at 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.